Well, glasses are a part of everyday life for many of us, and since they're often a pretty sizable investment, it's natural to want them to last as long as possible, but that means knowing how to wear them correctly and what care they need. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Jim LaLuzerne enjoyed a 45-year career as the CEO of five different optic-related companies, president of the largest manufacturer of prescription eyeglasses in the world, inductee in the Optical Hall of Fame, and I've been a guest on our show many times. Jim, with us by phone, and thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Hello, Larry. I'm very happy to be here.
Appreciate it very much. Many of us wear prescription eyeglasses, but how do we know if we're wearing them correctly?
Well, Larry, let me just take a minute, if I could, to kind of give some background. A lot of people may think they know this, and maybe they do, but, you know, when you go to get your eyes examined, the doctor spends a lot of time, is this better, is this better? They go through that whole procedure, and when they do that, they're making some assumptions about the glasses that you're ultimately going to wear. They assume that the glasses are going to be a certain distance away from the eye and at a certain angle in relationship to the line of sight. They go to all that trouble, and then the patient goes and gets a frame from the dispensary, and the dispenser finds a frame that fits, that the patient likes, and then tries to align that up in the same place that the doctor created the prescription for. They then send that to the laboratory, who takes great care to do what they were told to do. They go back, the patient puts it on, they align them up very carefully, and the patient gets out in the car and slides them down to the end of their nose and starts to drive away. Well, they're not made to be at the end of the nose. Everything has been designed to have it up in the position where they were fit, with the temples resting on the ears properly and up where it's supposed to be. And you change the optics when you put them in a different position. And particularly if you have a multifocal progressive lens or something more complicated. And if those lenses aren't presented in the front of the eye the way they're supposed to be, you're not getting what you're supposed to have. And a lot of people forget this. I see people all the time with their glasses crooked on their face. You know, one temple is higher than the other, so the lens is up on one side, or they slide down their nose, or whatever. And so it's really important that they're worn properly if you want the vision. Now, if you've got a very low prescription and you don't have very big needs, it's probably not that important. But when you get a higher prescription or you have a multifocal, it's a big deal. So that's one part of it. And an ideal frame should be, the lenses should be as close to the eye as possible. Sometimes because of the brow or because of your eyelashes, you can't get it too close, but as close as practical. The frame front should have a little bit of a curve. If you view it from the top, should have a little bit of a curve to face the to contour to the shape of the face. And the bottom lens, the lens should be tipped in a little bit on the bottom toward the cheeks, because when you look, you're usually looking down at a little bit of an angle, and you want that lens perpendicular to your line of sight. So all those things are very important, and if your glasses aren't worn that way, if you can't get them there because they're out of adjustment, then you need to go back and get them adjusted.
Yeah.
The other thing I think is important is that people, in how they take care of their glasses, how they clean them, and what they do with them. When I used to be in the manufacturing business of eyeglasses, we'd make a pair of lenses, and there was the tiniest little scratch. You could have to strain to find that little scratch off to the side. We would reject that lens and make a new one because we wanted the patient that wore it to have a perfect lens. Well, 2 days after they wore their glasses, if you look at them, there's thumbprints all over them. There's eyelashes that have fallen off on the lens. There's dirt, there's grit, and people are looking through that. And we were worried about this almost imperceptible little scratch, and they've got something that they can barely see through. It's particularly important for night vision because the reflections off of that grit on the lens can be very distracting. And cleaning is very simple. I like to flush lenses with running water before I ever wipe them. Just in case there's ever any grit on the lens, you flush that off just under tap water. Lukewarm water, not hot, but lukewarm. If your hands can stand it, that's just fine. And a tiny bit of a dish detergent without a lotion in it. Some detergents have lotions to keep your hands soft when you use them. Get the oils off, rinse the lens off good, and then pat the lens dry with a clean cotton cloth, preferably. They do make special cloths for wiping lenses, and these are designed to absorb the oils, and they work very, very good. The only problem that can happen is if there is grit on the lens and you start wiping it, you're scratching the lens with that grit. So I like to recommend that if people can't flush it with water first, that they blow on the lenses, on each lens surface, kind of try to blow off any grit that might be there, and then wipe it with the cloth. So that's kind of a quick once-over, Larry.
No, that's great.
That's helpful.
It is, and you know, mostly simple things to do here. Jim LaLuzerne, our guest today, if you have a question or comment about glasses, your eyeglasses, do you wear glasses? Are you confident that you're caring for them properly? Who do you trust to take care of your eyeglass needs? Give us a call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or post on my Facebook page. Just go to the Larry Mueller Show and you can post a question or a comment there. And basically, those are all simple things, as you say, Jim, but they can make a, I mean, you know, one big scratch, it only takes once to wipe off, you know, and there's a little piece of grit there and you get yourself a nice little scratch across the lens and you're...
Well, one thing that I see a lot of people do too, and it makes me cringe, is they'll take a pair of glasses and they'll lay them down on a countertop and they'll put them down lens first. And then, you know, they wonder why right in the middle, when they do that, the lens surface is curved. The part where the frame and lenses rest on the countertop is exactly where you look through. It's not off on the side. And that's where they pick up scratches. So I recommend that if you're going to take your glasses off and lay them down, leave the temples open and lay them on the top of the frame. If you lay them on the front, sometimes they'll rock forward. If you lay them on their back, so to speak, they'll stay there. Larry, one of the things that I like to tell people all the time is, you know, years ago, and I, like you said, I was started in the optical business almost 50 years ago. There were a lot of people that, even with the best technology of the day, still couldn't see that well. All we had were glass lenses. They were heavy. They didn't have some of the eye surgeries that they have today and things like that. And there was a lot of compromises. And today, if you're not seeing really well, you really need to go get it checked out. You should expect great vision at all distances because the technology is there today to do that. Better lenses, lighter weight lenses, eye surgery for cataracts and some other things that are out there. And I just tell people, boy, don't settle for okay. You should be able to see great in the distance. You should be able to see great up close. You should be able to see great everywhere in between.
Good points, Jim. And Kay in Madison has a question for you. Kay, hi.
Hi. I have the beginnings of cataracts and nothing that can be done medically yet. And I notice it's harder to drive at night. And in terms of seeing where the curb is or ongoing, you know, cars coming at me. And I have seen advertised glasses that have yellow lenses, and they're specifically being sold for helping with night vision. And I wondered if you have any experience with those, if they're worthwhile or not.
The yellow lenses that are used to increase the contrast of what you see, and they can help some people in some circumstances. It should be a very light yellow. Any lens that has any color whatsoever will reduce the total amount of light that's out there, and that's always a risk at night. You don't have much light to begin with, and now all of a sudden you're reducing that even more. So in some cases, a yellow tinted lens can, especially in the daytime, if you've got a foggy day, it can make a big difference because it increases the contrast. So you get this, you know, lights seem to be lighter and dark seem to be darker, and you get to see things better. So it does definitely help a lot of people in the daytime. At night, it becomes you're losing a little bit of light, and that's offset by the increased contrast. So it's worth experimenting with. If you can find something, just be cautious about the total amount of light that you get. One of the things that I can recommend is that an anti-reflection coating on a lens makes a lot of difference for everybody that has trouble with night driving. I'm kind of in the same category as you are. I've got very mild cataracts, a long way from having any surgery. At night I have a similar situation. And I wear anti-reflection coated lenses. It minimizes the reflections that seem to be going everywhere at night.
Mm-hmm.
And but I would recommend that. And you could do both. You could get a very light yellow tint in a lens as well as an anti-reflection coating.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Sure. And when you get to the point of cataract surgery, I've had it, and at least on my left eye, and it was a pretty simple process. I mean, I was amazed at how painless it was, really, for what's done to you, and how quickly you recover from it, and how much better you can see after it's done.
Larry, I mentioned this before on the show. That's the biggest thing that's happened in my lifetime in terms of eye care. People that used to have cataracts, like I said, even if you put the best lens on them years ago, it was still a big compromise. And today, you can have that surgery, like you said, very minor surgery. Well, it's not minor surgery, but it's nowhere near what it used to be. And you can put on a pair of progressive lenses, and people walk out and they go, wow, this is better than I ever saw.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you put many times, so.
Jim in Hudson, thanks for calling. Hello.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, my question is, and I have mostly reading glasses and the prescription because I have a little astigmatism, and they get minor scratches on them. And I'm wondering, can these scratches be buffed out, or is the curvature that precise that you couldn't just polish out these little scratches and not have to buy new lens or new glasses?
The bottom line is, no, you can't resurface lenses today. It's just not at all possible. Well, it is possible. It would cost you more than new lenses because of the having to remove the lenses and take them out and mount them and grind them on a surface. It's cost prohibitive because it costs a lot, not a little bit more, but a lot more to try to do that. So it just can't be done. The surfaces, if you put them on a buffing wheel, for example, you would change the curvature so much that it would be virtually impossible to see through them. They'd make you sick to try to do it. So you'd have to do it on an exact tool curve to match it, and that becomes a big technological feat to do that.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm wondering, just as an aside on this, I was a member of the Lions Clubs for a long time. I'm not now, but for a variety of reasons. But we always saved eyeglasses. And I often wondered, how do they fix those glasses so that they can be workable again for people?
Well, most of those glasses went to other third world countries where people had nothing. And most cases, I don't know, not all of them, but they would literally go with hundreds and hundreds of pairs of glasses to a community, and they would have people come up and they would try them on until they found somebody that was close, and they'd walk away with a pair of glasses.
Yeah. Even if they were scratched, they were better than nothing.
Even if they were scratched. In some cases, the people, companies like the one that I work for, would donate lenses, and they would take the old lenses out. They'd use the frames if they were, you know, usable, and put the new lenses in. There was a number of things that they did, but I've been in some third world countries over my lifetime, and I've seen people with glasses that, you know, I saw a man with a woman's pair of glasses that had no temples, and he held them up in front of his face to see. I mean, it was anything is better than nothing in many of these cases. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing that they're able to do, and there's a lot of that that happens.
Jim LaLuzerne, our guest today, who has enjoyed a 45-year career as a CEO of five different optical-related companies, talking with him about eyeglasses and eyewear, and certainly taking your questions. Judith Sears-Poisson, our producer on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking eyewear today with Jim LaLuzerne. Great to have you listening in. Questions, you can email us at talk@wpr.org. Go to my Facebook page and post there at the Larry Mueller Show, or call us at 800-642-1234. Kathy in Winnicotti has called, so let's go to her. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I think you've partially answered my question. My husband's glasses are very badly scratched, and I believe it's from his job. He unloads grain trucks. And there's corn dust in it.
Oh, sure.
So he's in corn dust. And the glasses were quite expensive. And they're really badly scratched. And I'm wondering if they can't repair them instead of replace them, if he gets new glasses, is there a better kind of lens to get? I know these glasses also have the anti-reflection coating on it that for night driving. And he even went back to wearing an older pair he had that weren't scratched, and he wore them a couple of days, and they were already showing signs of scratching. So what do we do besides wearing goggles when he works to protect the glass?
Sure, I understand. First of all, most glasses that have an anti-scratch coating on them do have a warranty of a year or 2 years. So there is, you know, there is recourse for most places, and if you go to the eye doctor to get a pair of glasses, ask about that to make sure you know what you have in that. So that's one thing. The second thing is that when you get a very dusty environment, and I used to be involved with a lot of companies that had similar problems with their employees, we made sure that they did not clean the lenses by just grabbing something and rubbing in a circle. Because when you do that, you're taking the grit that's on there and you're rubbing it in a circle, just like when we grind a lens, we take grit and we rub it in a circle to grind the lens.
Okay.
And even the best coatings that are on there can't withstand somebody taking grit and running it in a circle continually. So somehow, you know, you should start off the day with a clean lens. You should make sure that if he does clean them, that he runs them under water, if at all possible, to flush away that grit before he wipes them clean. And if he can't, you know, try to blow off the dust off the surface so the grit is not there.
Okay.
And when you do wipe, if you can wipe in a straight line to wipe the material off the lens.
Okay.
If you can think about, you know, you're wiping the dust off the lens. If you do it in a circle, you're trapping the dirt that's there, and you're just grinding that dirt right into the lens.
Okay.
So that's the best hope I can give you. There are some very good anti-scratch coatings for lenses today, and like I said, most of them have a year or two warranty on them.
Okay, you've been very helpful. Thank you.
Yep, thanks a lot for calling, Kathy. And Carol in Alma Center. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks. This is interesting that this program would be on today because just a few days ago I got my first pair of bifocals.
Oh.
And I'm having a little difficulty, and she at the eye clinic says these are digital lenses. And I asked her, well, what does that mean? I don't understand what that means. And just out of curiosity, and plus there's distortion on the sides, and I'm wondering, okay, is that normal or something?
All right. Well, you said you got bifocals. I think you're
correct.
You got progressive lenses, correct?
Yeah.
Not, right. Okay. A bifocal is just that, a bifocal where it has a distance and then a little window, which is a different power by, meaning two powers. Progressive lens changes from a distance vision to a near vision with a radiation in between. And now, a couple things. One, those lenses have to be fit very carefully because you've got to put them and keep them exactly in the right position in front of your eye. Mm-hmm. The frame has to be adjusted and aligned and all of that. They do, for most people that have worn them for the very first time, assuming everything is correct, that they were designed correctly and made correctly and adjusted correctly. Most people have a wonderful experience with those lenses, but it takes a couple, 2 or 3 days for you to kind of get used to where to look to see what. I used to tell people when I helped them with it, I said, if you're trying to see something, point your nose at it and adjust your chin until it comes in correctly. Mm-hmm. So that's a good advice, I think, for any of those kinds of lenses. Now, if you've got a digital lens, what that means is that those lenses have been produced using a computerized lathe that can put the curves exactly as needed over the whole surface of that lens. Years ago, we did not have these digital lathes to be able to do that, and so the lens was designed kind of as what most people would use, and this allows them to do that a little more precisely and aligned up the optics a little bit better. It's increasingly important, though, that those lenses are designed and aligned up in exactly the right spot and that you wear that frame in exactly the right spot. And I mentioned earlier about the fact that the frame had to have a little bit of a face wrap. There needed to be a little bit of a tilt to bring the bottom of the lens in toward the eye and has to be close to the face. And those are very important considerations with that kind of a lens. So my advice to you, you've only had it a day or two. Give it a few more days. Make sure you keep it up there. If at the end of that time you're still having problems, go back and get them to make it right because they want it to be right for you. They want you to be a good advertiser for them,
uh-huh.
And they want you to be happy. And those, I know that those kind of lenses are very expensive, and every place I know of will find a way to make it right for you.
Yeah, and thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call very much. Ken in Monona has an issue to talk about. Hi, Ken.
Hello. Thanks for taking the call. I've got new glasses, and I had them for about 6 months, and the reflective coating just fogged right over on a canoe trip, and you could hardly see out of them. So the company I bought them from was very good, and they replaced them. And then I've had these glasses now for about 2 months, and up by the nose part of the glasses on each lens started to fog up and I don't know if it's the reflective coating that's delaminating or what, but maybe they've changed the reflective coating system or something that's not working quite as well as it did in the past.
So the protective coating is coming right off.
Well, I put it under a magnifying glass, and you could see that it was kind of just fogging up in the corners of the lens on it.
Okay.
And they replaced that pair too. So just was wondering if there's any history there on the history of the chemicals or coating that they've been using.
Sure. I used to see and hear about that kind of problem a lot maybe 15 years ago. There was problems with some of the coatings. And what happens, if you can think about it, the edge of that lens is ground off, and the coating is laying on the front surface. So there is, at the edge where you say that fogging is starting or that delamination starting is coming from the edge and it's working its way under. So that's where it would normally happen if there was a problem there. The only thing that comes to my mind with today's technology and what they're doing is that some kind of a chemical that might be used to clean them might be sneaking underneath that edge and getting in there. I know that in the optical laboratory where we used some chemicals in the past that we used on glass lenses, we couldn't use them anymore with AR-coated or scratch-coated lenses because that could get in there. So maybe a temperature extreme, if put it under too hot a water, maybe a chemical, like if you're using Windex or something like that, it's a pretty harsh chemical. As I said before, a very mild dish detergent in lukewarm water is the best thing to use. So any kind of chemical that you might use, I wouldn't use it. Mm-hmm. And so some kind of a lens cleaner might be causing the problem.
Oh, there you go. Good luck, Ken. Thank you for calling. We have a question from an email from Mike. What's the difference between a $550 lens and $75 lenses? I've been pitched some sort of fancy pixelated lenses for the fancy price of $550. This for lenses only to be put in my old frames. I see on TV that you can get glasses for under $100. And as an aside, he says, speaking of resurfacing, I wax my lenses once a week or so using ChapStick and the scratches vanish.
Well, I think we've come up with a new business that we can use for that. I don't know anything about whether ChapStick would work. I know that it has a wax in it, and it might conceivably fill in a small scratch
And
without changing the surface, and there is a possibility that something like that might help. My guess is, though, if you looked at it carefully, it would make that lens kind of smeary and difficult to see through. Maybe the scratches appear less, but I think there might be other problems. Regarding the difference in pricing on that, there are, and I've said this many times before on this show, there's differences in lenses just like there's differences in automobiles, difference in clothing, difference in shoes. You know, everything has a price range on it. And within that, just like you have on other products, you can buy a toaster at one store for $50 and you can buy the exact same toaster from another store for $25 on sale. So there's different products that have different prices and there's different prices for the same product. I don't know what a pixelated $500 lens sounds like to me, but a normal, if he's looking for some type of a progressive lens, for example, there are literally over 100 different brands of progressive lenses. There are some that are terrible. There are some in there that are just, and some of those terrible ones are sold very expensively. Some people are not very good at what they do, and they get the cheapest lens they can, and they charge the highest price they can get away with. So sometimes just because you got a high price doesn't mean you're getting a good deal.
Oh.
On the other hand, there's some people that have in that range of lenses, there's some that are good, maybe not the very best, but certainly good enough for most people's vision needs. And there's people that sell them at a moderate price. And, you know, generally speaking, you get in progressives, good quality progressives, you're paying several hundred dollars for that pair of lenses. $500 seems to be on the high end for lenses only. $75 is certainly way below. That would make me nervous if I found a price in that range. So again, I go back to find a place that you can trust. And if you don't like what they're saying, go some other place and talk to them until you do find somebody that you feel you can trust.
Yeah. Somebody else kind of along those lines, saw a TV show about saving money. It was on CNN, I think, or something. They were discussing buying eyeglasses at a huge discount. The price was like $13 for the glasses. You get your prescription, you send it in. And I know we've talked about this in the past. It's probably worth talking about again. Is it good or wise thing to do? You know, you'd probably have, at the least, you'd probably have to go to an expert to get them fitted.
Larry, this is a question I've been received for 40-plus years. Can you get a pair of glasses mail-ordered? And they've been mail-order places for 40 or 50 years. You can't take the measurements. You've got to take the frame that you're ultimately going to wear. You've got to put it on the patient, and then you've got to measure it from that point. I don't know how that can be done by mail-order. I hear people every now and then tell me that they've got a pair that's successful, and I say you're just very lucky. You've got an average shape head, you've got a mild prescription, and you sent it in and your lucky things worked out. I just can't see that working. because there is the personal part where you've got to get the frame on, you've got to get it adjusted properly, you've got to measure properly. And, you know, if you've got, you know, a simple, maybe a single vision prescription, you've got an existing frame that you're wearing that you like, maybe you could send that frame in with that prescription and get something that would be usable. But in most cases, I'd say, you know, you're going to be wearing this thing to see, and you're going to wear it for a couple of years. Uh-huh. I think it makes sense to invest a few dollars to get something that fits you comfortably and helps you see correctly.
Ben wondered if progressive lenses are suitable for playing tennis, for instance, or other such activities. And I could just say myself, when I first got progressive lenses, my batting average, I played softball, my batting average took a terrible hit. And I don't think I ever really quite recovered from it, but that may have been, you know, me not wearing my glasses properly. But what do you think?
Well, progressive lenses, power varies over the lens surface. And it's used more for predictable, you know, driving a car, you look in the upper part, you're reading, you look in the lower part, your arm's length, you kind of look in the middle, you can see the periphery part. If you've got a ball being hit toward you, it's going through those different zones very fast, and you may not get your head in just exactly the right position. I think with time, if you did it a lot, you could probably learn to figure it out. But generally speaking, if you're doing a sport like that, a single vision lens is probably a better choice. And because you're not really doing up close work except when you catch something and, of course, or the ball is coming towards you, but you've already started swinging long before the ball got that close anyway. So I'm thinking from a general standpoint, single vision lenses would probably be a better choice in that case. And that brings up a good point. A lot of sports today, there are specialty safety glasses or sports glasses made for certain sports. Like racquetball, for example, many courts won't even let you on the court without some form of eye protection. And if you have a prescription, you can get prescription racquetball lenses, prescription lenses that could be used for tennis. And in the vast majority, I think a pair of single vision lenses would work best for that.
Yeah, I do say that progressive lenses are fine for golf. I haven't had any trouble with golf, but I actually had to give up softball because I just had too much trouble. And we have, you know, guys who could throw the ball 85, 90 miles an hour. And
Larry, it had nothing to do with you getting a little bit older, did it?
Maybe. but I had to give it up just a couple years back, and I kind of miss it. But it was when the progressive lenses started that my downfall came.
Well, that is something to blame it on.
Oh, man. Tom wanted, from Wausau, wanted to know what you think of the Verilux lenses. Are they worth the extra money for the new technology? It probably goes along with what you were talking about earlier, I guess.
Well, Verilux, you mentioned the brand name. Verilux company really invented progressive lenses. This goes back well over 40, 50 years ago. And they've been the leader in progressive lens technology for that time. They're still the largest manufacturer of progressive lenses, and they keep coming out with newer designs and newer styles. The difference today, you know, 10 years ago, Verilux made an excellent progressive lens. And so what they're trying to do now with some of the newer versions of that lens is to refine it to make it a tiny bit better for people with certain conditions or certain ways that they see. So the Verilux lens brand from 10 years ago was a great product. And today it's probably marginally better than great. There are many other brands of progressive lenses. I mentioned before there's well over 100. Verilux has been considered the premium brand of all those brands. Again, they started it and they're still there. There are other very good brands out there, but Verilux, whatever model Verilux you get, you can be assured you're getting a very great quality product.
Mm. Fern in Superior. Hi, thanks for calling.
Hi. You were talking about how your glasses should fit correctly, frames and lens and whatnot, but could you talk a little bit about nose pads?
Oh, sure.
Because that's what I'm having a problem with. I just got new glasses 3 weeks ago, and the nose pads were too low. I had them raise them, and then they were almost digging into my eyebrow or my eyeballs, and so I had them bring them out, you know.
Sure.
So maybe you can talk about that a little bit.
That's an excellent point, and I should have mentioned that when I discussed it before. My glasses that I wear, I have nose pads, and my wife has the similar things, and it's one of those things that I do a lot of tweaking on. It's first of all, nose pads need to be parallel with the surface of the nose where they're resting. And a lot of times you'll look at people, if you take your glasses off, there'll be a little red spot where the nose pads were. If the red spot is darker on one side than the other, that's a good indication that it's tipped or twisted a little bit too much in that direction, so it needs to be twisted back a little bit the other, so it's more of a uniform redness, if that makes any sense, because you don't want the edge of those pads to dig into the nose. Nose pads are oftentimes, on that frame, you can get oversized nose pads that spread the weight out better, and that's a consideration. They also make soft nose pads, and there is it sounds like a good idea with a soft nose pad, but some of the times, if those aren't adjusted properly, the soft part just bends out of the way and it ends up making a harder impression on your nose. So they need to be, that's one of the things that a dispenser really needs to have some finesse in order to get those in exactly the right spot. You've got some choices. The other thing that's important is you think about the weight of the frame that's pushing down on your nose. Another possibility is that the temples that go behind your ear are supposed to go around and kind of hook to the back of your ear, but not so much as to pull the frame into your face. If you pull it into your face, you're putting more pressure on those nose pads. So it's a delicate balance between keeping it on your face and putting too much pressure on the nose pads. Mm. So in parting, I would say look at the spot on your nose. It's a little bit of a red spot when you take it off. That should be uniform. If it's not, go back and get them adjusted again.
And thank you very much for calling, Fern. And Jim, thank you so much. Boy, it's always a great pleasure. I always learn something when you're on, and I appreciate you taking time to be with us.
Larry, it's my pleasure to do it, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Well, I hope so, too. Jim LaLuzerne, 45 years career as a specialist, actually a president of optical companies, the largest manufacturer of prescription eyeglasses in the world. As a matter of fact, he was president of that. Great to have him along. He always has great advice. Coming up next, we've got some timely advice for enjoying yourself during the holiday season without totally derailing your goals for healthy eating. Nutritionist Sue Nitzke up next, so I hope you'll stay tuned right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.